I'm Gerard Whateley. Here's a snapshot of Monday, September 27, as you shared your stories from Melbourne's magical premiership. This slot is promised to Kaz in Essendon, who rang after the first pre-season match when there was a bit of down at the mouth about Melbourne. They'd lost to the Bulldogs. She said to be calm, to believe and to hold the faith. She's been right the whole way through. Kaz, congratulations and welcome.
Jared, I'm going to try not and cry, but my voice, as you can hear, I've been celebrating long and hard. Thank you for that intro. That makes me feel, that's amazing. I didn't cry after the game. I drank a lot of champagne. I got the flag and ran up my street singing the theme songs. I don't know what the neighbours thought of this woman. Yeah, it was just amazing. I never wavered. I rang my Robin, who I go to the football with, we spoke at halftime. And I said, what do you think? She said, no, I'm confident, because all year they've been able to do that. They've been able to come back. And they did exactly, they just executed what they had to do. And I think the moment for me was when Harms just took that ball, he intercepted it. And a couple of years ago, he probably would have kicked it anywhere. But he looked up, saw Bailey Fritz lead out and hit him on the chest. And I knew then, and then the wave happened. And it's, I never want to hear 57 years again. And the most thing I'm going to get is, over the years barracking for Melbourne for a long, long time, people would say, oh, you know, they sort of had pity for you. Why do you barrack for Melbourne, you know? Now I said, because it's my team. And that's what you do, especially in Victoria. You never change your team. And now I can say, why barrack for my football team? Well, this is it. And I'll never hear those words again, which you used to hear a lot. When did you last win a flag? Well, now I'm going to say 2021 and hopefully more on there. And I am getting my tattoo.
Adam's in Taylor's Hill. Hello, Adam.
Lifelong Melbourne supporter and, just absolutely wrapped. I'm of a similar age bracket to yourself, Jared. I'm 45 years old. Experienced the highs and lows of being a Melbourne supporter early in life. 1987. I was there on that day at the Western Oval when we got over the line by 15 points, and I remember 30 or 40 people standing around Dad's transistor radio hoping that Jason Dunster would kick that goal, and he did. But 3 weeks later, I was at Waverley Park.
Yep.
And in that pocket, I was sitting where Gary Buchanan tore our hearts out. And sorry, a bit emotional. But
so you should be.
I was at the 88 grand final. I was at the 2000 grand final. Go to several interstate games every year. And just what we saw on Saturday night was just amazing. I did have mum and dad over because I was worried their hearts might give out. So I was giving them some care. And to have my mum and dad and my 13 and 14 year olds who were a similar age to what I was back in 87. It was just a fantastic night.
It's beautiful, Adam. It's beautiful. Yeah. That's what footy should mean.
Yeah, it was awesome, Jared. And it made all Melbourne supporters' hopes and dreams come true, mate. And coming into that last quarter, you know, Demon supporters have always had our hearts ripped out. So we weren't sure that the game was over probably till we got to, 50 points up. So, we were still hanging on the edge. Even though we were 4 goals up and in normal circumstances, the game's over at the start of that last quarter. Until we got to about 50 up, we didn't really start celebrating then. And then it was on. So it's been, fair to say, it's been a big couple of days since then, Jared.
I hope it has been.
Yeah, very, very, very exciting.
Scott's in Box Hill South. Hello to you, Scott.
I'm going to try not to lose it here, but for me, it's footy's the tie that binds families, and my family, this means everything to us.
A special edition of the Monday Means Test with David King.
The appointment of Paul Roos to just steady the ship years ago. What are we talking? Eight years ago, to just say this is going to take time. Let's not rush. And he talked about building their percentage from 54 to 70 or something in a year. And people went, oh, hang on. Don't worry about percentage. When are the wins coming? When are we playing finals?
Yep.
So to strip it right back, get the recruiting right, teach the players how to play, teach them how to win contested footy. I think Brendan McCartney needs some credit here. He's had his fingerprints on these contested possession balls. And those lessons never leave you.
Yep.
And then you add the layers. Adam Uzay comes in and says, hey, instead of, you know, you win the ball, great, but instead of quick kicking it, how about you step out of traffic? How about we do a bit more? How about we be the better version of what you are, Petrarca, Oliver, Viney, Harms? Step out of traffic. The young ruckman, Jackson, he did it 4 or 5 times. So there's not an area of the club you shouldn't talk about. To me, we will now talk about Max Gawn as an icon of this footy club. So it was Max's graduation day for me. Like, he's going to be a revered figure now. Yes. At Melbourne. He's been a large part of the reason why they're here. And I know we had a caller last week, and I agree, we don't talk about Nathan Jones the same way, because this has been Max's cultural shift.
And from a Bulldogs perspective, Kingy put Tim English under the microscope.
English is a problem I've known about for a while as a ruckman, okay? But I've watched the Geelong Football Club meander along for 8 to 10 years without a ruckman. So you've got to make a call. Luke Beveridge has got to make a call here. Is this the guy? Because what he did in the ruck was uncompetitive. At the biggest stakes in a grand final, this 5-minute burst that was ruining the game. Are you going to live with that? Are you going to put up with that? Because I think you've got to make a call. And okay, they go and get Steph Martin at the back end of last year, but that's a short-term fix. That's not a long-term solution. So do you need to look at this? Is he one name you can throw up for trade? They've got to get better in this area. He's not going to get much better as what you're seeing now. He's a known product now in the ruck. And teams are lining up to attack and go hard and try and challenge those at ground level. Without the extra number at centre bounce, you don't get that luxury. So tactically, you can't really change much. So there's big problems for the Dogs here. They know it now. They've seen it on the biggest stage. They must act.
Robert Craddock on a tense series between Australia and India in women's cricket.
The Indians had thought they'd won it off the catch. And the third umpire came into play and ruled that it was just above waist high. And I felt the video probably got the third umpire over the line, but it was a desperately tight call, Jared. And of course, India have won the third rubber yesterday, third game yesterday, to end Australia's 26-match winning streak. But the game on Friday was one of the greatest games of one-day cricket we've ever seen in Australia, male or female. Yep. The marathon chase, the stumble, Beth Mooney playing the innings of a life, and then, of course, the last ball dramatics, which I love when cricket takes us somewhere we've never been, you know, with just sort of a complex last ball ending. Oh, it was absolutely superb.
And then yesterday, that had lashings of drama in it as well. And by the end, Australia's 26-match winning streak in the 50-over format is done.
Yeah, it is. And they've got a test match up on the Gold Coast from Thursday. And that's great. You know, I know the girls are so looking forward to it. They've got injury problems in both teams. And it could be, you know, a lot tighter than, you know, what people would have thought of a couple of weeks ago. But this is becoming a really nice... The television ratings are rising accordingly as the series progresses. And I'm really looking forward to the test match, which, of course, is a day-nighter.
So Australia's been untouchable for a little while, but they are. This is on. I'll make the case they should be down 2-1. They're up 2-1 with the points format in the test match and then the 20 over the T20s to finish with. So this is on. Australia's been untouchable for a couple of years in women's cricket, but this is line ball stuff.
Well, and you know, you can tell they don't fear Australia so much, the Indians. This rivalry has built up over about 3 or 4 years now. And of course, it peaked in last year's T20 World Cup at the MCG. But even Elise Perry, I don't think she took a wicket in the 3-1 days. And you could tell she went at about 5 and over. And so, you know, they don't worship at Australia's altar. There's a healthy rivalry between them. And it will grow further in the test match for sure.
And Andrew Bensley with the top 5 horses in the country right now.
Well, I've got 4 horses at number 5.
Nice. I love it. I love that stuff. All right.
Animo Artorias, Incentivize, The Inferno. The Inferno, yes, is the one that Friday night Moya strong sprinting form. Two of them have already got spots in the Everest out of the Moya, and more than likely Godolphin go with trekking. So those three place getters out of the Moya probably end up in the Everest.
Yep.
And that tells us that I reckon that race could be the race again for the sprinting horses this carnival, the Moya.
All right.
So the Inferno goes there. Then it's Nature Strip for Eduardo 3-2.
Which way are you going?
I don't know. I'm going to go with what I did last week. Very Elegant 2-1 Zaki.
Okay.
But there's not much between them. Sandown, there's just a text coming through. Didn't race well on Saturday. Oh, I thought it was pretty good. I thought that every horse had their chances. I will say there was a horse on Saturday called Prix de Turn, debutante for Matt Brown at Cranbourne. Ran on really nicely to run second. First run in Melbourne. I reckon they've got some plans around the Caulfield Guineas, but their issue is getting a start.
Okay.
Whether it's right up to Artorias, we'll see.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.